And almost everything's working. Give me a second here, folks. My screen decided to refresh. A little background music for you. Any second now. Any second now. It's going to populate. Guess I could have waited another minute or two before I muted. Oh, this is crazy. What is going on? Well, this is clearly the last days of this computer. I have a brand new laptop that I haven't set up yet. I think I need to do that today. Bear with me. Refresh, refresh, refresh. Well, welcome to today's TR90 call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today. And I'm calling in from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, in California's beautiful central coast. I'm winging it from memory. Gosh. Process, there we go. My business background before news came was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy what I call my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one event in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting. Oh, crap. Wait, somebody just blocked my screen. I can't make this up with this computer. There we go. Oh, my internet connection's disconnected now. Great. In my youth, these calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The components are product, exercise, and something else I can't remember off my top of my head. I'm still not connected. We will connect you in 4 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. My whole page is frozen. Reconnect now. Hang on. Oh, my goodness. Da-da-da-da. This is crazy. This is definitely the last days of this computer. Well, hey, the weather's nice outside today. Supposed to get some sprinkles maybe later this evening. But it's very nice out right now. Da, da, da. There we go. And we'll skip to the part where you can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or Solutions for Anti-Aging with the number 4 in there. Today's topic, if it comes up, is simple tips to boost your health, wellness, and fitness. And we're moving over to that one. Let's make sure that page comes up, and we'll get rolling. Unfortunately, it's only a 6 or 7 minute read, so if we got a little delay here, I won't keep it too long. It's loading again. This page is not responding. Yes, I'm aware of that. Da, da, da. Come on. I would tell you that we went to see last night was our third day back at the gym. And I'm a little sore this morning. We started out light. I'm doing about 80% of my normal workout. Since we haven't been off for a month and a half, can't jump right back into it. So we cut things back a little bit and shorten the exercises, but I can still feel it. But it feels good to be back in the gym again. We're resting between lifting workouts, 72 hours. So I worked out Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday off. So Saturday will be our next workout, and that'll be leg day. There's our article popped up here. Okay, so this story came in the Jerusalem Post. Simple tips to boost your health, wellness, and fitness. The story was by Alan Freistadt. F-R-E-I-S-H-T-A-T. Give him credit there. People have questioned me as to why at the wellness clinic we offer free consultations before starting a program. It's very simple. People need to know before they get started on their journey to improved health that it doesn't happen just because you sign up. It's hard work, but it's well worth the effort. Weight loss, lowering blood pressure, reversing diabetes or pre-diabetes, and lowering cholesterol, all very possible. But there are no easy solutions. We have neither a magic wand nor a magic pill. What we do have is a good education based on what the latest scientific research has to offer. We can give you motivational techniques and eventually a path to good health, lower stress, and a happier life. With all this effort to change our lifestyle habits, what are we actually achieving? That's what Zach asked me when we came to sign up for our program. Zach is 44 years old. Over the last 8 years, he's gained 12 kilos. That's about 25 pounds or so. And is starting to have health problems. He's pre-diabetic and his blood pressure, which was always normal, is creeping up. He's at a low level of fitness with no formal exercise in his daily routine. But to his credit, Zach realized he needed to make some changes. Good health starts with good changes. Changing habits and behaviors is the way to achieve good health. When we inculcate good health, healthy behaviors into our everyday lives, we cut the odds of illness and disease substantially. So when you start walking briskly 6 days a week, build some muscle twice a week, and change your healthier eating, and as a consequence lose some weight, you improve your likelihood of having a better life. Walking, whether on a treadmill or outdoors, is an incredibly powerful medium for overall health. Diabetes, if you're pre-diabetic or have a history of diabetes in your family and you exercise, you cut down the odds of getting diabetes by 58%. Premature death. A study following 10,000 alumni from the Harvard University showed that the risk of premature death went down 23% for those who exercise. Osteoarthritis. If you're older and have some of those aches and pains, start walking for 6 days a week and your pains and disability can be reduced by up to 47%. Your reliance on medicine for pain reduction can become substantially less or even eliminated. Alzheimer's disease. Exercise is one of the ways we can reduce the odds of getting Alzheimer's. Even if one already has the early stages of Alzheimer's or dementia, exercise can slow progress by up to 50%. That is a very significant number. Anxiety. You reduce your anxiety by 48%. Depression. Moderate exercise relieves symptoms in 30% of patients. For those who can be more intense in their workouts, 47% get out of their depressive state. Fatigue. Exercise is the primary treatment for that. Now, that sounds contradictory, doesn't it? But the more you work out, you actually have a little more energy. Low fitness. One of the strongest predictors of early mortality is a low cardiorespiratory fitness. So how much time and effort do I have to put in? Well, if you can walk daily for 30 to 35 minutes at a moderate to brisk pace, you will get all the benefits mentioned above and maybe more. The minimum to aim for is 150 minutes of aerobic activity per week. Aerobic exercise is where oxygen is used as your main source of energy. Walking, jogging, swimming, biking, rowing, or jumping rope will give you the benefits you need. I emphasize walking because it's the easiest form of aerobic exercise. Even though walking 30 to 35 minutes consecutively is ideal, studies have shown that even walking briskly in 10-minute bouts is very valuable. Make your walk to work or shopping part of your daily routine. This way, you don't even have to set aside designated times. Another good idea is to set a time to walk with a friend. Enjoy the company. Before you begin a walking program, you should visit your doctor for a complete medical evaluation. Once you have an approval of your physician, you can begin. Here's a few more walking tips. People who have been sedentary, people who have been sedentary must start slowly and build up gradually. Start at a comfortable pace, walking as though you're slightly late for an appointment. Maintain good posture while you walk and look straight ahead. Swinging your arms increases your caloric burn greatly. Make sure your arms are moving forward and not crossing in front of you. A good sturdy pair of proper walking shoes is essential. If you don't have proper walking shoes, you may suffer some type of discomfort or even injury. For most people who walk a lot, 5 to 6 months is tops to hold onto their shoes. Avoid boredom or monotony by taking music or an audio lecture with you. Changing your walking course from time to time is a good idea. Make sure to take precautions against extreme weather. Wear a hat, even in the winter, to keep hydrated and dress appropriately for the season. Be careful to stay hydrated, even in colder weather. Remember to drink plenty of water before and after your walk. Remember, this is all about increasing the odds of good health. Nothing is foolproof and nothing is 100% protective, but the evidence is quite pronounced that exercise and good eating, meaning eating a plant-prominent diet, will improve your health and your quality of life at any age. In forthcoming articles, he's going to be sharing details about recent health scares and adventures so that together we can learn some very important lessons. Okay, that's in the article there. But just some ideas on what to do to boost your health, wellness, and fitness. And mainly, it's like we repeat and say, you got to exercise. The standard that you probably haven't memorized now, because I've said it in so many different articles, about 150 minutes per week, 30 minutes 5 days a week, or you know, break that down, the smaller breaks. Do a little 15-minute bouts when you can. If you're sedentary, sit in a chair in the office, hey, lunch break, get up and walk around. Eat your lunch, take a 10-minute walk, even a 5-minute walk is better than doing nothing, getting that movement in. And again, I stress, while I'm a gym rat, you don't have to join a gym to get exercise in. Hey, you can go on almost Google almost anywhere now and find online workouts for things you can do at home for totally for free without spending a dime, or find apps on your phone to do that. And just find that 10 to 15 minutes a day, and then build it up to 15 minutes a day, then build it to 20, and then you get to 30 minutes. And I think out of all the things you do, walking is easy. You know how to walk pretty much already. And a good pair of sturdy tennis shoes and getting outside, get some fresh air, never hurt anybody. So that's it. Despite my technical difficulties getting started, we got through it. These calls are recorded. They're placed on SoundCloud.com. You can locate them by once you're on SoundCloud, for my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or TR90. And with that, let's open up the line. If I can get back to that page, if they'll cooperate with me, we'll actually open up the lines and let you make a comment or two if you choose to. And I'm headed there now, and of course it's spinning. Oh, there we go. It's coming up. The wonders of this old computer. Actually, it's about 3 years old, but I guess they just don't work as well. They get bogged down.
Thanks, Frank. That was great.
Well, hope I keep you entertained while I'm having my meltdown.
Hey, it takes a village. And I was thinking, nutrition. That's what he was going to say next, was nutrition. Health, exercise, and nutrition. Yeah, that was it.
He's screaming up on me. Okay, so today I better fish to get my new laptop set up so I don't have to deal with this any longer. All right, well, if there's nothing else here, I won't keep you longer. This is a short one. It was a good one. What's your topic tomorrow, Susan?
I think I'm going to be actually talking about exercise and probably sharing something out of an article of the Time Life edition of exercise, the science of exercise. So, it'll be good.
Right. There you go, folks. So dial in tomorrow morning. I'll be back here next Tuesday and see you then. So in the meantime, go out and make it a great day and make it a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye, Susan.
Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye.